You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for us to play Rattle Off. Two things. A, it's a game. Yes, we give away a prize. That's all true. But it's also just an opportunity for us to open up the phones, get you on the line, chit-chat with you, have a few laughs. We had a lot of laughs yesterday. I want to thank everyone who called in yesterday and made it a good segment for us.
It was a blast.
Now we're looking for people who want to have a sense of fun right now, maybe win a prize. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. What will happen is after we talk with you a little bit and have a chuckle or two, we will play the game, and we do that by giving you a category, and in only 10 seconds, you have to rattle off five examples of that category. Our winner yesterday was Jen, the one with the horrible husband. She won with five places to hide money.
Right.
She came up with like eight or ten of them or something.
That was easy.
That was a little easy. All right, but who knows what you're going to get today. 303 691-1MIX. You do have to be at least 18 years of age, but otherwise, call us. Lines are open. You can get through if you call right this moment. 303-691-1649. Now, I mentioned a prize. What do you got, Jer?
This is a big deal. This is a hot ticket right here. A four-pack of tickets to Paw Patrol Live, The Great Pirate Adventure. That's for the Saturday, February 4th show, 10 a.m. The pack is back and on a roll from Lookout Tower to your city. If you don't win these, you can buy them. Tickets on sale now at the Colorado Coliseum box office and online, pawpatrollive.com.
I like it.
That's a fun family event right there.
Oh, let's jump on the phones. We do have lines open again, just like yesterday. 303-691-1649. You guys need to fill these up. Otherwise, I will go. I'll start playing Christmas music.
That is a threat right there. Some holly jolly music on.
Here comes Jan, though. Good morning, Jan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hey, I called, so no Christmas music.
Yeah, I think you might have saved this, Jan.
But we've got to fill every line.
At least two more.
Okay, no, I'm going to win it, so we're good.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's cool. I hope you do win it. Let me ask you, what are you up to this morning? What are you doing?
Well, today is my day off. I work on Saturday, so I'm just going to get some shopping done. So having a good morning.
Do you like having Wednesday? Are all Wednesdays your day off?
No, just every other. So I work every other Saturday. So this week is my Saturday, so I get Wednesday off.
That's kind of nice. You can get out and run some errands and stuff without all the crowds, the weekend crowds. And
I remember this coming up in a conversation long ago where people were talking about the whole 3-day weekend thing. You know, what if we just had a 4-day work week? Blah blah blah. Yes, but the question is, would you want it to be a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday, so that you never worked more than two days in a row?
I like the Wednesday. Do you like
it? You know, having Monday off, especially for the holiday, working one day and then getting a day off.
Oh, way to work that. That's awesome. That's a good point.
If you took the holidays out of the equation, what would you would you prefer a 3-day weekend, or would you prefer the weekend and a Wednesday every week?
I love the weekend and the Wednesday.
I would be too.
I think I'm with you. That would be nice.
You know, I'm supposed to be
so much done.
I'm supposed to be signing a new contract, allegedly, here soon. But
me too.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if maybe that's what I plug in. It's like, I got to take Wednesdays off. It's just the Jeremy show on Wednesday.
Well, that'd be different.
You know, it'd be great. I've listened to you guys forever, so, you know.
Aren't you sweet?
Oh, Jan, you're adorable. What kind of errands are you running today? Where are you going?
I'm off for some clothes. I'm off for some dog treats. And getting some
pants and dog treats. All right.
You know, right? That's my life.
Life's necessities right there.
Very good.
Right.
Well, have fun. We're going to give you a chance to play Rattle Off here. My note to everybody else who's on the line. Let's see who else is holding. Anna, Sarah, Logan, Wendy.
Okay.
If Jan gets this, don't hang up. We still want to talk to you.
Ah, that's nice. That's great.
I know. We just want
to
talk.
We're so friendly.
Come on, Jan.
I like that. I love that. Okay.
All right. So even if Jan get, and if she doesn't get it, then you guys will have a chance to play and win. But if she does, don't hang up. Jan, this one was sent in to us a while back from some dude named Nick.
Okay,
he
Nick.
He thought this would be a good rattle-off category. So in 10 seconds, you need to give us the names of five different spiders. Ooh. Five different spiders varieties. Ready? And go!
Black widow, a brown spider, a tarantula,
A daddy long legs, right?
Daddy long legs. Ugly spider didn't count, huh?
And then if somebody farts around you, you say barking spider, right?
Okay. I failed.
No, but you know what? You won in life, Jan. That's what we know.
So. Absolutely. I got to talk to you guys, so that was great.
Well, I hope you find some good pants today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, Jan.
And, right. Dog treats.
Absolutely.
Bacon.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Jan. Bye.
Right. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Jan.
We have the nicest listeners on the planet. Hello, Anna. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you get 3 days off each week. Do you want three together over a weekend, or do you want Saturday, Sunday, and Wednesday?
I want three together over a weekend. Like, if I'm going to start something, I want to, like, get it done. Like, if I have a day off in between, I'll just be, like, stressed out.
It's a personality type thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, I want to get it all finished at once.
All right.
I guess. All right.
It's just that, if you think about it this way, you know how some people are like we work with a guy down the hall who informs us every day how many days it is to the weekend, okay? Even on Mondays, he'll be like, four more days.
Can't wait. It's coming.
Yeah. Gotta wait five more days.
So but if you had maybe every for him, he would like Wednesday.
Yeah, because if you had every Wednesday off, you would never be working more than 2 days. Your time off would never be more than like 36, 48 hours away.
It's kind of nice. I'd like that middle day to sleep. You know, you sleep a little bit and catch up, and you have energy for the rest of your week.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it depends, like, how old you are and how many kids you have.
Good point.
Okay.
I can't sleep on Wednesday.
You've got to get the kids to school.
Yeah, gotta take the kids to school, gotta pick them up. If kids homesick, like, there's no sleeping.
Yeah, that's a really good point. What do you do for a living?
I'm a photographer.
Ooh, fancy.
What do you specialize in?
Fancy. Weddings, families, birth.
Birth?
Yep, birth.
I didn't know.
Baby's coming.
Huh.
You're like in the room photos. While they're giving birth?
I am.
Really? I've never heard of that.
Oh, I haven't. I would not be hiring you for that.
Well, if you're giving birth, I don't want to see that.
Well, if I am giving birth, then there's going to be a documentary about that.
Yeah. I'm like, maybe I would want to be on that because I'd be famous after.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. As filmed by Anna.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Or are you an Anna? Which are you?
It's Anna. It's Annalise, but I go by Anna.
Oh, I like Annalise.
That's
Why
beautiful.
Why don't you go by that?
Yeah. Thank you. You know, I do for business purposes, but I just, like, grew up, my family called me that, and all my friends in school and everything called me Anna, and I think it was just because it was easier for everyone to remember, so we just shortened it.
Not me. Every time you call us, you need to tell us you're Annalise, because that's what I want to call you.
I'll call you that.
You ready? Let me, one other thing about the family photography, okay?
Yeah.
You don't ask these families to all wear the same type of clothing, right? Like jeans and everyone
off
in a
of
white
it.
Shirt.
It's so
you
cute.
You don't do that,
no,
do you?
No, I mean, no. I give my families, like, a wide range of what they want to do. So I'll tell them, like, colors, what colors look nice, time of years, you know? And then other than that, they just kind of have free range. And I have
Are they usually, like, out in a field holding hands with a yellow lab?
Yes. Actually, yeah, that sounds
yeah, that's
accurate.
A biggie. Yeah. I see a lot
posing
of those
posing in places that families never really are.
Right, I mean, you're at a meat plant.
A real family photo should be on the couch watching television.
It should be like in a Target.
I have I do those too.
In a Target.
I want to do a photo shoot like that. If you guys are ever up for a family photo shoot,
I'm so in. We are due for family photos, actually. And the shtick that we have kind of planned out is we all have a pair of Vans shoes that are the checkerboard pattern. It's like the original. And we each have, so there's four of them, you know, four of us. And we want pictures when we're all in those shoes together. Something cutesy.
I love that.
Don, don't shake your head.
So bad.
I think it's cute and kind of hip and fun.
Listen, people are different. Me,
it is
when I go
fun.
Into somebody's house and they have the big picture over the fireplace and they're all wearing the same clothes, I'm like, how dorky. Like, that's how you walk around in this world.
What about your shoes, though?
Family photos should represent how the family normally looks. And you
okay,
guys in your
so then it's going to be everybody with
around.
Their face buried in a phone, then.
Probably. And that would be more realistic.
See that, you know, okay, so during COVID, what really kicked my business off was I did porch pictures. Unpopular opinion for some, I don't care. But
good for
I
you.
Did porch pictures. Yeah, I did porch pictures. So I would go to people's houses. I mean, it kept me out of like a postpartum depression. Like, I mean, it literally kept me out of the house and I had new.
Yeah, kept you working too, kept money coming in.
Yeah.
I like it.
I mean, I didn't charge for a long time just because we weren't like supposed to, but I raised money for the food bank. And so we donated like thousands of dollars to the food bank, which was really cool. Yeah, it was very cool. But when I did those photos, I did so many of in COVID. So, like, kids were sitting on their phone on the front porch. Dad was in his boxers on the laptop. Like, it was hilarious. Like,
that is funny.
People got real. It was cool.
But I don't want that in my living room. I like the concept. It's a great idea. Kept you busy, but I don't want that. I just want us in the same shoes.
You want all of you wearing the same shoes.
The same checkered van shoes. Okay, when we're done, no matter if you win or lose, stay on the line because I want to get your information. Okay.
Oh my God, thank you. I'd love that.
You know what he's going to do is he's going to go on online and
I
want to
look at your
portfolio.
Well, yeah. Do you have an online portfolio?
You should. I absolutely do. You should do that. You should do that no matter who you ever hire.
Duh.
Yeah.
Duh, Dom.
Yeah.
All right, well, hold on the line, and Josh will talk to you whether you win or lose, and he'll get your info, okay?
And then when you're done taking their photo.
So I'm nervous.
If you take that photo of them all wearing the same clothes and shoes, send me
it's
a copy
shoes,
so I can post
Dom.
It. And
we'll
we
be
can
in
all
different
laugh
clothes.
About it.
It's just the shoes.
I'm not going to send you a copy. You're not allowed to torment him.
Yeah, I'm never showing Dom.
My
when
job
it gets done.
Is to torment him. What are you talking
nah,
about?
You'll never see him.
Probably be the Christmas card that I'll get it from them, and they're all in their vans.
Look at our shoes.
Yeah, might be. Look at those shoes.
All right, let's play Rattle Off.
Let's
Are
do
you
it.
Ready?
Okay.
10 seconds. Well, it's the new year, Anna, so people are making resolutions. So in 10 seconds, give us five different things that people do as their resolution. Five different New Year's resolutions. Ready, and go!
Okay, gym, diet, time with family, time with friends, self-love, self-care, and maybe becoming like,
I think that all fits, though.
I think,
I said self-love and self-care.
Dom's so big on the self-love.
You darn right.
He might get some pictures of that, actually.
I would be more than happy. I love that energy.
Well, you know what he's talking about. Listen,
I don't think so.
Anna.
I said five.
You said
you
five.
You are. You're a winner.
Take a picture of that.
Picture lady
I'm
wins.
So happy.
Good job.
We're happy for you. Listen, stand by. Josh will tell you about your stuff, and then Jeremy's going to check out your site. We're going to go talk to Sarah and Logan. You hold on, okay?
Right on. Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Whew.
Sarah, how are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
All right, two questions now. This is what happens with this show is things spark things with us. So you get two questions. First, are you doing the Wednesday off or are you doing a 3-day weekend every week?
Well, I've already done the Wednesday off. I did do the Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday for a long time. And it was cool.
And?
It was fine. But I prefer 3 days with Monday being the day off.
What was the downside to having the Wednesdays off then?
Because I could never find anybody to switch with me when I wanted to go on a 3-day weekend.
That's a great point.
You know, there's another thing, too, with days like that off, is that all your friends are working. And so you're like, I can't really do anything.
You're like, what do you do? I guess that's the day to do functional tasks.
That's your errands day, so then your weekend is free, really.
Functional tasks, and as we just mentioned a moment ago, some self-love.
That's right. Right in the middle of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the middle of the week. Sleep till noon. Well, you know?
Depends on how much self-love you do.
Yeah.
Sarah, so, question number two.
Okay.
Are you a fan of the family photos where everybody's wearing the same thing?
No.
No.
Thank you. Thank you.
What if it's just shoes?
Dorky. It's not real life.
I mean, maybe this.
Sure it is.
Maybe just this, like all solids, but not the same color. Definitely not plaid.
No, I think
I got no problem with
that. The big is the white shirt with the jeans is usually the biggie. Everyone's in a crisp white shirt. And
God.
And you know what? I've done it. I've done that.
We've all been there. You know, we've all been there.
Have you burned those pictures since?
Well, we all, you know, most of the men that were in the photo no longer have hair, and there were some new additions to the family, so it was time to update.
So it's been a while.
It's been a while. We just did them this past September, and we wore mango and blues. So there you go.
Mango and blues.
That's great. Yeah.
Very
standing
specific.
In some unnatural place where you normally aren't standing to, like out by a big hay bale or something.
Oh, no. We were in Pensacola, Florida.
Okay.
Okay.
I could see Dom showing up to that just holding a mango.
Eating.
For the picture.
It'll be sticking out of my mouth when the photo's being taken.
Well, you know what I've learned over the years is that when Ruth, my mother, says that she wants it away, you just do it.
You do what Ruth wants.
Well, there is that.
Ruth's in charge.
You're going to waste
shove her down, I
don't
guess.
Don't shove Ruth down.
There's no shutting her down. She is a force.
Hurricane Ruth.
That's fine. What do you do for a living, Sarah?
I'm a speech pathologist.
Oh, that's great.
A lot of people that do that.
Mm-hmm. That's why I called in, because I was pretty sure I could rattle off some stuff, word finding and all that. But, you know, somebody beat me to the punch.
You want to do one for fun?
Have you? Yeah, we'll let you do one for fun. There's no prize. But let me ask you something. Have you analyzed the speech patterns of your humble hosts on this show? And if so, how would you judge or rate our speech patterns? Do we enunciate properly?
I'll look at you with all the words you're throwing in.
How's our diction?
Stop it,
Sarah.
He's overcompensating now.
Yes, you can understand every single word you say.
Okay.
But I deal more with swallow dysfunction and strokes.
Well,
so.
That's a good job. Thank you for that.
You're a good human.
I work with it all.
Very good human.
And one of the reasons I bring this up is my wife, Gretchen, and she will even admit this. She would tell you she has a tendency to become quite a mumbler.
Mm-hmm.
She can hear what she's saying, but she will just mumble things.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone in the room is like, what?
It's the whole thing where your mind's working faster than your mouth.
Might be, but she mumbles stuff.
And she just expects you to understand because she understands what she's saying.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
I hate you and I want you to die. What?
Yeah, I'm getting to the point I just ignore
I hate you and I want you to die. What?
She's mumbling again. I don't know. I don't know if she's talking to me or to herself. Yes.
I want a divorce. What? I want a divorce.
This is what you do to make her realize it.
I want a divorce.
Audio record her and make her listen to it.
Oh, and you can slow it down, too, if you really want to understand her.
She wouldn't have a problem with that. I mean, she makes video stuff all the time. She hears herself all the time, so...
I want a divorce.
I should never marry.
I can't stand your face.
Nope.
All right, let's play a rattle off with you just for fun. There's no prize. Are you ready?
Okay. This is the first time I've ever called into a radio station.
Well, you're doing great so far.
How have we been? Have we treated you gently and everything?
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
That's kind of a weird thing to ask, though, isn't it?
Well, you know, some people call in and then they get treated poorly and then they never call back again. I want to know if Sarah feels like this has been a nice, gentle experience for her.
It has.
Okay,
good. Who gets treated poorly? I mean, maybe.
Well, we've treated some people poorly.
Yeah.
The whole cheating thing, I feel like that's just such a strange phenomenon. But
What is?
You know, like, you know, the some radio hosts will, like, pretend they're going to send flowers to see if they're going to send it to the boyfriend to see if they're going to...
Oh, we don't play
something.
No,
like
that's
no,
stupid.
We don't do gimmicks on the show. We just... We're real life.
Yeah, I feel like if you feel like you have to do that, you already know the answer.
Well, you're lame, yeah. But, you know, hey, this is the top-rated morning radio show, and that's wise, because we just keep it real, Sarah. And we try not to mumble.
Mm-hmm. Please, that's helpful.
All right, let's play Rattle Off just for fun. 10 seconds for Sarah. By the way, are you Sarah with an H or without an H?
Without. That's Sarah, huh? And H's are gross.
Fair enough. H's are gross.
Whoa. Did you not pick up on that? That's a Jimmy Fallon joke.
I haven't heard that one.
H's are ew.
Oh, that's his ew character? Yeah, ew. Yeah. Dom won't know that.
I don't know that.
He doesn't know Jimmy Fallon.
I know who he is. I don't watch his show. So.
He's funny.
He's really good, Dom.
Is he still funny?
Yeah. He's still
funny.
All
these years later? Yeah. He's talented. I know that. 10 seconds. That's one we can do. We'll pick one that we've done in the past. We'll pick one that had a winner. This one was odd, but we got a winner from it. A woman named Hannah, who was a nurse, won with this one. 5 things that you would find fingerprints on.
Yep.
5 things upon which you would find fingerprints. Ready? And go.
Glass, mirror, doorknob, windshield, crap.
Well, that could
Fine,
be if you're into that.
Twice. You know, if you have fingerprints on your crap, then I've...
Maybe
like,
you're trying to find something you swallowed. I don't know.
Maybe you swallowed a diamond by accident or something.
Like a TV remote would have been a good one.
Yeah, that's but can you find a fingerprint on a remote?
Sure you can.
Yeah, you sure. Yeah, I guarantee you criminologists lift fingerprints off of remotes all the time.
That's one place where you'd find fingers all the time, I would think.
All the time.
Oh, so many fingers on there.
Coffee table, refrigerator.
Coffee mug.
You're right.
When you're right, you're right.
You're right.
Well, you wouldn't have won, Sarah.
You didn't make it,
if only you had an H.
Fun deal.
If only you had an H.
I got 4.
Yeah, you got 4.
5.
Suddenly your experience isn't as good, is it?
Yeah, now you suck.
You're our kind of people, Sarah. We love you and we don't care who knows. Have a great day.
See you later.
Yes, you too.
Nice meeting you.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. Can you lift that audio?
I'm going to save that audio.
Now you suck. Oh, God. Be nice, everybody. Hi, Logan. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
We're having a really good day. It's been a great day.
Yeah. Don't ruin it for us.
Good day for you, Logan?
Yeah, so far so good. No complaints.
Do you want the Wednesday off or do you want 3-day weekend?
You know, guys, I've had a long time to contemplate this question while I've been sitting on hold, and I've come to a conclusion that the 4 days on, 3 days off is the superior way.
Okay.
All right. You want the 3-day weekends?
Yeah, I think about it, and I feel like if you had a day off in the middle of the week, it would just kind of mess the flow up.
It does kind of gum up your work. If you have a project going or something, you got to kind of throw it on hold.
You would still have the weekend when it got there, though.
That is true.
Yeah, that's true.
You think about how much you can do in 3 days. Versus 2 days.
On Wednesday, all you're going to worry about is getting your project done for Thursday and Friday, I guess.
I'm not doing a project on a Wednesday. I'm using it for a fun day.
But you're worrying about what you left behind in the middle of the week that needs to be
done.
You're
worrying about it. I'm not.
Exactly.
You know,
on the clock.
Logan, my daughter-in-law, Dominic's wife, Sabra, she's an emergency room nurse. And her schedule is 6 days on, and she does 12-hour days, right? So 6 days in a row of 12-hour days, then 8 days off.
That's pretty good, too.
And then 6 days of 12-hour days again, and then 8 days off. And she loves it.
I do like that.
So
I could get used to that.
What do you do?
Yeah, what's your line of work?
I'm an AV technician.
A what technician?
an AV technician, so entertainment, audio, video, speakers.
Oh, okay.
AV, audio, AV. Visual.
I thought he said Navy, like in the Navy.
Swabbing the deck.
That'd be cool, too.
Yeah.
You know, I was the AV boy in seventh grade.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's a, it was a one period out of the day. I went to the AV room, and I was the guy who brought the projectors and the other AV stuff to the various classrooms. And
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Dude.
How'd you get that gig?
It was great because majority of the time you're just sitting there. Just
sitting there, huh?
Yeah, it was almost like a study hall.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah,
that's seventh grade, and you know how tough seventh grade is.
Yeah, you were probably just hiding in there so you didn't get beat up.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, Logan.
Logan, you want to play Rattle Off for no prize?
Sure.
Well, you don't have to.
You really don't. You can say no.
Just say no.
I don't feel like doing it again.
Let's do it. I've never won one, so I gotta prove to myself I can do it.
All right, here's one that I think we got a winner with a long time ago. The letters are Y, as in yesterday, Y, and O. Y-O. Yo! In 10 seconds, give us five words that start with Y-O. Five words that start with yo. Ready? And go.
Yo-yo. Yoda.
Something you eat.
Yogurt.
Gert.
Yogurt.
Give me a gert.
Yogurt. Oh, yogurt.
Yogurt.
There it is.
Yoga.
Let's start with
your
yoga.
Mom.
Yeah,
you.
The word you.
Yeah, guess,
your.
Yeah.
Your. Both yours.
Yeah, I didn't think of the Y. I didn't think of the Y-O-U.
Well, you failed miserably.
So we're going to give you...
Oh, buddy.
You're the best, Logan. Have a great day, buddy. All right. Thank you for listening,
okay?
See you, man.